A passenger ferry makes its way across the Chao Phraya River, a major traffic artery for passenger and cargo vessels in the Thai capital. For boat owners here and elsewhere in Thailand, the outlook is grim. Skyrocketing fuel prices over the past year have cast a pall over the shipping industry, with fishermen being especially badly affected. Wichan Sirichai Ekawat, an advisor to the National Fisheries Association, says the rise in the cost of diesel since the government cut price subsidies last year has hit boat owners hard.
The fishery being hit by the oil price since last year, when the oil price in Thailand, especially diesel, has been increased from 12 baht to around 20. And this year, now it's gone up 26, 27 baht per litre. It's more than double the price from last year.
In the southern ports, the home of the Thai fishing fleet, hundreds of vessels are remaining in dock rather than pay the high running costs, threatening the livelihood of tens of thousands. In Songkhla province, desperate vessel owners are trying to sell their boats. The Thai fishing fleet numbers about 20,000 well-equipped trawlers, which has led to massive overcapacity. This figure does not include a further 30,000 unregistered vessels. Last week, the Fisheries Association and other fishing industry representatives agreed to set up a fund to buy some of the boats and reduce supply. Fewer vessels on the water means declining catches. The association says the volume of export quality shrimp caught at sea this year could fall by as much as 50% to 37,000 tons. Wichan says the industry faces the threat of heavy unemployment.
At the beginning, it first hit from last year. I know the vessel about 20 to 30% along the coastline has been stopped already. And with the oil price that we are facing now, I'm sure that it's going to be 40 to 50% of the boat going to be stopped.
The government is taking steps to assist the industry. The Energy Ministry is offering fuel at below market prices to small-scale fishermen. And the Cabinet late last month moved to make natural gas more widely available for boats. Thailand imports some 90% of its fuel and consumes some 70 million litres a day. On Tuesday, the Thai Central Bank's Monetary Policy Committee called rising oil prices a significant risk factor in the long-term outlook for the economy. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.